So Dorset Coast Radio, down at the launch of this year's Seafood and Sounds Festival, moving amongst the crowds, and I've hunted out Ian Gerling, who is part of Dorset Chamber. Ian, good evening.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm very well. Ian, how important is Seafood and Sounds as an event for the local business?
I think Seafood and Sounds is an absolutely fantastic event for Poole. We have so much heritage here, so much to celebrate and so much to promote in Poole, and it is brilliant to see all this come together. I think what I really admire is the way this isn't funded by the council. This is local businesses coming together, working together, businesses from all different sectors to really, really sell Poole. And this is just such an amazing showcase for the whole area.
And if there was a takeaway moment that we would say to our listener to encourage them to come down on that weekend, the 12th and 13th of September, I'm going to keep saying it, what would that takeaway moment be?
It's a lovely family event. The street music is absolutely fantastic. There's something for everybody. It's very family friendly. It's great fun. It's wonderful when the sun shines. And we see Poole Quay and the whole of Poole at its absolute best. It just looks beautiful on the day.
Amazing. Thank you, Ian. Thank you for taking the time out, and I'll see you on the 12th and 13th.
Look forward to it.
Thank you.